Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Pep Philpott. A group of families in Canada is fighting to stop the deportation of a top Iranian official. They want the former Deputy Interior Minister to be prosecuted in this country. The families accuse Salman Samani of crimes related to Iran's deadly anti-government protests. Nahayat Tezhoush has more.
The Aban Families for Justice are family members of victims killed by Iranian authorities during nationwide protests in 2019. In their letter to the Department of Justice, they argue that Salman Samani, the former Interior Deputy Minister, was complicit in those atrocities and that it was his ministry that instructed security forces to suppress protests. Samani himself has denied involvement in human rights abuses, but the founder of the group, Soran Mansournia, says it's a rare opportunity for Canada to hold an Iranian regime official accountable. International lawyers say there is a basis for prosecution under what's known as universal jurisdiction, but there must be compelling evidence of guilt to justify trial. And for Samani's deportation to be stopped and any legal proceeding to start, it must come from the Attorney General, Arif Virani. Nahayat Tezhoush for CBC News, Milan.
For the third time in 4 days, Russia has launched large-scale attacks across Ukraine. Air raid sirens sound across Kyiv, forcing residents into subway stations for shelter. Ukrainian air defense forces say they repelled about a third of the missiles launched by Russia, and officials say little damage was done. However, the Russian attacks also saw Poland activate its air defense. Military officials there say one of the incoming Russian missiles violated its airspace for less than a minute, but still, the Air Force scrambled its fighter jets to ensure Poland's safety. After months of uncertainty, violence and violence, people in Senegal are voting today in a presidential election. These voters at a Dakar polling station are among the 7 million registered for today's election. It comes weeks after the current president, Macky Sall, unsuccessfully tried to delay the election until the end of the year. But today's balloting is happening in the shadow of political unrest, with hostile anti-government protests increasing across the country. To this point, Senegal has had a reputation as one of the few bastions of democracy in West Africa. Just over 2 weeks after being kidnapped, more than 130 school children in Nigeria have been released. They're part of a group of about 300 abducted by armed gunmen in the northeast of the country, where kidnappings by criminal gangs are common. Their release comes just days before the deadline to pay a $700,000 ransom. There's no word at this point on whether any payment was made. And lastly, the clock is ticking for Donald Trump. The former U.S. president faces a Monday deadline to come up with almost a $500 million bond. That's if he wants to appeal the fraud judgment against him related to his New York real estate empire. Steve Futterman has more.
Donald Trump has been trying so far without success. 30 insurance companies have turned him down in his efforts to get the massive bond. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
This is manifest injustice. It's an impossibility. I believe they knew that.
Trump was ordered last month to pay the state of New York $464 million after a judge ruled Trump and his two oldest sons had engaged in years of financial fraud. Trump claims he is financially sound.
We have a lot of cash and we have a great company, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
Comments like that, says attorney Charles Coleman, will not be viewed sympathetically by the courts.
Here's the problem that he has. You cannot posit yourself as this ultra-wealthy, successful business person and then say, I have a bond, but I can't pay.
If everything fails, however, New York Attorney General Letitia James says she will immediately start efforts to seize some of the Trump properties. Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
And that's your World This Hour. I'm Pep Philpott.